Every now and then, when I pause to ponder or to stand still listening to the cosmos grunt and groan under the weight of the universe, I'm amazed at how life is sometimes like a roller coaster. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. What is a roller coaster except a journey with a multitude of hills and valleys that is over as soon as it begins? The journey begins with great anticipation. There is excitement that goes along with the ride. We are strapped into our assigned relational systems that is designed to protect us along the way, much like the roller bar on the amusement ride. It wouldn't be much of a roller coaster unless there were great highs and great lows. In fact, it seems that just as soon as your stomach, that is the seat of your emotions, get used to one level of the ride, you either plummet down or rise up to the next level. As soon as the adjustment is made on the downside, you are taken up on the upside. As you marvel over the view of the ascent, you quickly find yourself riding the descent. Ah, the roller coaster ride can be an exhilarating experience. And it can be a frightening one, too. Even when you know the up is coming, the up won't last as long as you like it, or that the down is on the way, and you start to praise God because this, too, shall pass. You find yourself living between the terror and the thrill of the journey because you're never quite ready for the great rise or the dramatic drop. I don't think the writer of Ecclesiastes has ever been on a roller coaster ride at Six Flags or Disney or Hershey Park or any other modern theme park, but the writer certainly has accurately described the up and the downs of life just like a roller coaster ride. The writer describes the roller coaster life this way in the third chapter. There is peace and then there's war. Love, and then there are the haters and the intimidators. Gain and loss. Strength, and then there is weakness. Joy and sorrow. Dancing, and then there's mourning. Life, and then there is death. All of us have the testimony that reflects what the preacher is writing about. We have gathered, and then we have scattered. We have held on and had to let go. Received, then rejected. Faith and seasons of fear and doubt. Grace, then judgment. We said hello to new life and said goodbye to old things that had to pass away. This is a roller coaster we all must take. No one is exempt. This ride between life and death. There are some ups and downs, and the challenge is to learn how to handle the ups so that you won't be overconfident. That can lead to arrogance. And learning how to handle or endure the descents so that you never stop looking for the upside. As believers, we don't see this ride through the eyes of what is. We have a resurrected view. We see what can be based on the promises of God, and we see the life and the world that is yet to come. No matter what, beloved, enjoy the ride. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.